The game of it is getting more alive each day, refusing to close or to stifle your whole being in the face of despair. The trick of it is opening relentlessly, letting all the world reach you, exposing your neck to a creature who may bite, refusing to kill off your most vital bits when it does. And when you find those who are more alive than you, ask their secrets. This is the only one I know so far. Hello and welcome to this episode of That's What She Said, in which we talk about expand or die. It is the nature of the universe, especially as evidenced in your lungs every day, all day long. You expand, you contract, you expand, you contract. The trouble is that when we as artists, as creatives, as makers, as business owners get stuck, it tends to be on a contraction. It isn't that we just make and make and make and make and get bigger and bigger and bigger. That takes a tremendous amount of effort. That is getting more alive. We tend to stick on the contraction, on staying as small as possible and keeping our energy tiny, on hiding, on not letting others see, on saying that's not a big deal, on using the word just in front of everything that we do, on not showing people who are clearly dying to be shown whatever it is we're working on because it's not ready yet, or it's not important yet, or it's too important, and so we give it way too much credit, and then it crowds out everything else in terms of the things we should be doing, but we never turn and actually do it. We've allowed it to get too big. So you are called to expand and to do the thing that calls to you, so that someday when you die, and this is morbid as shit, but it's also a fantastic writing exercise, someday when you die, your obituary says what you want it to say and doesn't say, the house was so clean, her children were so well fed with all those organic foods and those bento box lunches, and that makes the book she didn't write okay. Because it didn't. And it doesn't. There is work in you that is dying to get out. I don't know what it is. That is not my job. My job is simply to remind you that there is work and it is dying to get out. That you are called to expand. And at any point when your voice contracts, when your breath contracts, when something feels like it is stuck just above your belly button and you're like, oh dear God, I can't say that out loud. I can't. It's too scary. That is a call to expand. That's exactly the next thing you should be doing. It's not 10 minutes of gardening a day unless gardening is the most terrifying thing you can imagine doing with your life's work. It is big, and yet to other people, it is so natural to see. You say you're going to write a song, and they say, of course. You have had a guitar in your hands for the last 10 years. You say you're going to write a book, and they say, yeah, you read all the time, and you scribble little bits and pieces, and it's about damn time you put them together. The work that you should be doing is typically obvious to other people, but it doesn't have to be. It's just an easy indicator of what it is. Anytime that you feel like, dear God, I can't say that out loud, it's too precious, that means it's important. You are called to expand. You are called to find a way into doing your work. I don't know what it is. Again, it could be absolutely anything, and it doesn't have to look like anything the world has ever seen. But goddamn if it isn't your job to do it. I don't want your fucking obituary to say, well, you know, she really thought about writing 6 books. Or she almost launched a podcast. Or she nearly started a business. Or she was so close to taking that one class. Yep. That's sad. That's a waste. That's fucking just miserable. And when it comes to it, if you're in a car accident tomorrow, I want to be able to say, I want other people to be able to say of you, my God, she was trying. She was such a good example for those people around her. She didn't quit. She got knocked down. It was fucking terrible. I didn't think she was going to get back up. She was depressed. He was having such a miserable run of it. He didn't give up. He kept trying. She found a way in. He wrote every day. She made that thing, and it was amazing. No one believed in her, and it didn't even matter. She got it done. He made us so proud. If you want people to say those things about you, you have to do the work. You have to do the work that is the scariest. It is the only way in or through your creative path and your way to genius. It is so important to me that you answer the call to expand. And maybe in the last fucking last moment possible, you could sign up for Calling to the Deep at brandcampblog.com/deep, and you can hit it so hard and do your work every day for 69 days and avoid having your obituary read, "She almost did that thing." But if you're listening to this any point past the second week of September, then head to that same web address, brandcampblog.com/deep, and go ahead. And I'll send you the 7-day challenge, and we will hit it next time, if there is a next time. And I will challenge you to do the work every day. If you're like, what the fuck is the work? What gets caught in you when you think about doing it? What is just a little bit too scary? What's a little bit, I couldn't possibly do that? What is absolutely terrifying? What feels like you're jumping off a cliff? What if I sat down with you for 15 minutes? Would we come to the agreement that you should be doing? And then you would say something like, shit, 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 thank you. That. Nothing but that. I don't want your second best, your B+, your C- work. The world does not need more B+ or C- work. The world needs your fucking A game. You're called to expand. If you think it is easy to sit here and think of you and read you poems and say these words, it is not. But I do it anyway. If you think it's easy to be succinct when I could go on forever and ever and ever and ever about this, it's not. I'm doing my work. Please, do yours. If you want to talk to me, you have a podcast idea, you're like, oh my God, you so see me, I so needed to hear this, but you don't know what my situation is. Cool. I'm at brandcamponline@gmail.com. My web guy still hates my fucking web address, and it still hasn't changed. If you want to come and hang at brandcampblog.com, please do. If you want to join the FEI Club, scroll all the way to the bottom, baby. It's free. I'll send you Go Your Own Way. It'll be amazing. And if you are the procrastinator's procrastinator, brandcampblog.com/deep, and we will change the very words that will be on your fucking obituary. We will do the work every day for 69 days. Thank you, as always, for listening. Thank you for believing in me. Thank you for believing in yourself. And thank you for answering the call to expand, however and whenever you feel it. Have a good one.